Factor Radio, where you'll get advice and answers from the guy who leads the organic charge. Author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to the show. It is a rainy day here in the DFW area, the Dallas-Fort Worth area. What's it like in your area? I hope the weather's decent. I think we're going to get out of the rain today, and the reason I hope it's good is this is a perfect time of the year to do some gardening, and so let's talk about that. Whatever you are planting, whatever you're harvesting, getting ready for some landscape work through the winter, all of those kinds of things, this is perfect. End of September, beginning of October, and lots of things we can do, and we'll talk about those as we go. But if you've got any questions, give us a call. Easy to get in at the beginning of the first hour, and the telephone number is 1-866-444-DIRT. 1-866-444-3478 is what DIRT is. This hour is brought to you by Munster Milling Company, makers of Munster Natural, dog food, and cat food. Munster Milling hat on here. Their logo, great food. Lots of different choices now, the original formula and some new formulas as well. They want me to tell you about a pooch that's available. Judge is available, three-year-old male dachshund mix. Really interesting for those of you with your computers up, a webcam is working. That's what Judge looks like. He's an interesting character. He looks like a cross of some of our past dogs. 3-year-old male dachshund mix, but he's jet black. Weighs about 14 pounds. Perfect size for any family. Really has a shiny black coat. So check him out on our website. You can go to the SPCA pet adoption button there on the front page of the words that say that in the three big buttons that are there on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. And he's at the Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Clinic in Dallas. That's the new place that's just west of downtown Dallas on 2400 Lone Star Drive near I-30 and Hampton Road. Wherever you live in the country, support your local rescue organizations. Got good news from last week. Madre was adopted, but bad news before that, Shadow and Maybye, which were both really good-looking dogs, and their pictures are still on dirtdoctor.com. Still waiting for a home, so check that out. And hopefully you can give them a hand. We've got a few things to do before we get back to get to the phone calls this morning. For one thing, yesterday in the rain, we went to the Great State Fair of Texas. It started Friday, and it rained out some of the things that we normally do. Normally go see the Marine Corps band, Drum and Bugle Corps. They perform at 4 o'clock, I think, most days. Rained them out, rained the parade out, and the bird show. So some of the main things that we like to see were rained out, but it's a good time to go when it's raining lightly, because it's not so crowded there, and you can go see some of the other exhibits, and there's a lot of good ones. There's a brand-new show this year that is an acrobat show. The Texas Discovery Gardens are open, and they've got their new fancy clothes on, and will show off their butterfly exhibit and a lot of other things, their organic gardens that cover quite a nice area over there. You can see how it's done with a very low budget and have some great success. So check everything out at the fair if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area or plan on coming to the fairgrounds there in the, near downtown Dallas, just, east of downtown Dallas a little bit. And they're going to be open for about 10 days, I guess, a little over 2 weeks as they usually are. I've been enjoying the Ryder Cup on television. Our lads, the Americans, are ahead of the Europeans, and it's been some good stuff. They're ahead 10-6 in points. Today's the last day. They'll be playing their individual match play today. We were kicking them around pretty good until the end of yesterday. We went out and watched a little bit with my dad after we went to the fair, and then it went right into darkness. They got them all the matches in, and Ian Poulter put on a show and at the end, and they won the last two matches. So it's 10-6. We're ahead, got a good lead, but anything could happen today. Maybe really fun to watch. Set the recorder if you need to get out and do a little gardening while the matches are on, or if you need to go to a game, soccer game, or whatever. I know there's a lot of things going on in the fall. This is the best time of the year, in my opinion, in just all kinds of ways. About to begin October, it's time to do a lot of planting fall vegetables. If you haven't already, get them in the ground. The only thing it's probably still a little too early for some of you for is spinach, but even that we're getting close to. Garlic, or we're about to get into that window. We normally talk about October the 1st through October the 15th. Plant your garlic cloves. Even if you don't like eating garlic, it's a great tool to make garlic tea, garlic pepper tea, and things like that. It's a good-looking perennial for your garden. So check all that out. I was looking at an interesting herb that somebody sent me an email, or it was on Facebook. By the way, interesting things on Facebook. I was looking at Facebook. If you go to my Facebook, which is under Howard Garrett or Dirt Doctor, there's a lot of other dirt doctors that are popping up, and they're changing the wording just a little bit, making dirt doctor one word or various kinds of things. Looks like there's a gothic singer named the Dirt Doctor now, and there's some other people too. So you go to Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, to find our specific page, and there's pretty good activity going on there. But anyway, somebody asked me about cumin, growing cumin in the garden, and I've never done that. So I started looking into it, and I was going to post some information. Lo and behold, I stumbled onto something that I was interested in, and I thought everybody would be. Cumin, C-U-M-I-N, which is cuminum sinensium, grows to about 20 inches in height. It looks like the head looks a little bit like the flower of carrots or something like that, yarrow maybe a little bit. Has white to pink flowers, needs a long growing season for best results. You can start it indoors from seed. That's one of the things that we can start doing anytime now is planting the summer crops in seed and in greenhouse conditions, and get, if you have room, get some really nice plants going to set out next year. This is a little early for that for a lot of people because you might run out of room, but you need to at least start thinking about it. And you need to start cumin in about, just flats that are with a few inches of soil, or individual pots of organic potting soil, about 4 weeks. You know, if you want to do it in the recommended way, it's about 4 weeks before the last frost, you know, the last freeze day in the spring. But some people like to jump the gun on that and start it a lot earlier and get the plants growing into larger sizes. Some people cheat, and they'll start early. They'll get the little herbs or vegetables or whatever growing in 2 1/4-inch pots, and then they'll step them up to 4-inch pots, and they'll step them up to gallon containers. And if you've got plenty of light, greenhouse conditions, or really good artificial light, you can do that. And then when spring is warm enough to put out the plants, you can have some real big root systems. That's where the great advantage comes from, is that you've cheated a little bit, and you've started in greenhouse conditions, and you've built not the top so much, although that helps too, but that bigger root system is what really gives you a jump in the spring. So you could do that with cumin. You can plant the seed outdoors also when the risk of frost is completely gone. Cumin needs full sun and long growing season, tolerates a wide range of soils, will do best in, you know, well-prepared and healthy soils, well-drained soils. But for this person who sent me the question, and for others, because I was a little confused about this, just in case your interest is cumin and not turmeric, They're two completely different plants, and I think there's some confusion there because the scientific name of the two is very similar, but they are completely different plants. Turmeric, which has had a lot written about it lately as being an antioxidant and good at fighting cancer and all kinds of things, is a totally different plant than cumin is. Turmeric doesn't have much taste. Cumin does have a lot of taste. You grow turmeric from turmeric without the R. It's spelled both ways. Easy to grow, but it's not real common at all. Let me talk to you about it just a little bit more detail when we come back, and then we'll go to the phones. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. I'll be right back. One of the places you can go to buy Crazy Water is at the Crazy Water store in Mineral Wells. This is where the Crazy Well is and where you can purchase Crazy Water and many related products. Crazy Water is what I drink, and there are several reasons why you should too. Other waters can't add naturally occurring minerals to their water, only synthetic ones. Crazy Water's high level of natural minerals are more readily absorbed by your body than synthetic minerals. Crazy Water is also a natural sports drink without all the artificial flavors and sugars. Crazy Water drinkers love it because it's real and it's an easy means of hydration and electrolyte replenishment. Crazy Water's been making people feel good since 1881. Go to drinkcrazywater.com and click on Find Us to locate a store in your area. If your favorite store is not carrying Crazy Water, click on the red Get Crazy banner ad on the top of the store location page to print a page that you can give to your store so they can get Crazy Water for you. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
The Natural Organic Warehouse provides state-of-the-art natural organic products and programs that produce great results and will save you money. This week's featured product is Avenger Weed Killer. It's a fast-acting, non-selective, natural control for most weeds, including grasses and broadleaves. Visit naturalorganicwarehouse.com. That's naturalorganicwarehouse.com. Natural Organic Warehouse. Organic programs and products that work.
They say that their service is the most comprehensive plant analysis program available. And you know, I agree with them. Who am I talking about? Well, it's Texas Plant and Soil Lab. They have a brand new website. It's called asktheplant.com. Their telephone number is 956-383-0739. This is the company that does soil testing, water testing, petiole testing, the stem testing, in other words, and anything related to toxic materials. See the new website. It's asktheplant.com.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
The Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building amendments longer than anyone in the organic business. All Medina products work by stimulating soil biology and to help plants indirectly. Whether you're growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, you can feel comfortable knowing that you're spending dollars wisely, as well as treating your soil, plants, and the environment right. All of Medina's products feed the soil. Some feed the plants directly, but all of them feed the plants indirectly, and some of the Medina products are totally organic. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website is medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina labels at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products. The Medina products are always available from naturalorganicwarehouse.com.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Okay, Howard, back with you. And the number's 866-444-3478. Just real quickly finishing up, and we'll go to the phone lines. 866-444-3478. Curcumin is a component of curcumin is a component of the spiced turmeric or turmeric, which is ground from the root. Turmeric, officially known as Curcuma longa or domestica, either one is listed as both, and if you do enough research on it, and historically known as Indian saffron, is a rhizome of the ginger family. Has little taste. It's used to color food yellow in curry dishes, but it's probably used more commonly, and you can get supplements of this stuff to take medicinally as an antioxidant to treat cancer, skin problems, and arthritis. And so a lot of people that are talking about using cumin are probably – and there's a debate on the internet about how you pronounce it, whether it's cumin or cumin. Either one seems to be okay. But it's different than turmeric. Turmeric is tropical and grown from the rhizomes. We do have turmeric in Herbs for Texas, my book on herbs. And some pretty good information there, and I need to grow both of these a little bit more because I think they're both important. The cumin is a highly flavorful, as opposed to turmeric, aromatic also spice. It's used in making curry powder blends and in Mexican and Middle Eastern cooking. Cumin, and it's also called jeera, and I'm not positive about that pronunciation, J-E-E-R-A, cumin or jeera. Same thing, reported to boost the immune system and help with digestive disorders, high blood pressure, and weight loss. So both cumin and turmeric are medicinal as well as used in, just culinary uses, but they are completely different plants. We may already have this in the library. This is kind of what I wrote up in the last couple of days. I'm going to expand on that. We'll add it to the library, may even do a newsletter on that. And along those lines, this morning I did a tea that's kind of interesting. I used some spices that we already had, and I put in thyme, cumin, and what else did I put? Cinnamon, and then used the crazy water and some distilled water to just kind of used a little bit of both, so it didn't have quite as strong mineral taste that I like when I'm drinking the water by itself. And it's a very nice tea, and it just might be very good for you as well. So try that out. Cumin, thyme, and cinnamon in a good quality water. To the phones, first up this morning is Elliot in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Hello, Elliot.
Hello.
What's going on?
Yeah, I'm from Milwaukee, and I just started learning about your program.
Well, great. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, and I have a number of fruit trees, and I just planted a couple nut trees, and I have wood chips around them.
Okay.
And should I pull that back before I put the soil amendments on that you suggest?
Good question. You can do it either way, Elliot. I normally try to time it so that I'm putting out fertilizer at a time when the mulch is has been there for a while and is breaking down or pretty close to broken down, and you've got a little soil showing through, and I put it out and then add a little bit more mulch on top. That's kind of, once you really get in the swing of things about what your timing is, about when you put out fertilizer and when you put out mulches, that's great. On the other hand, you can do either one of the other two things that you suggested. You can put the fertilizer out and the amendments on top of the shredded mulch. Hopefully a shredded mulch long-term is what you would use, shredded
right.
Native mulch of some kind. And you can then take, what I do is I take a little cultivator. It's like a hoe with three prongs, a three-prong cultivating tool, and I'll just scratch around and work the surface, which is good anyway, loosens and aerates the mulch if it's packed down any, and that works the fertilizer on in, and you water it in, and that's really all you need to do. Some people do like to pull the mulch back and put the fertilizer and amendments down, scratch it into the soil just a wee bit, and then put the mulch back on. That's perfectly fine to do. It just takes a lot more time and energy to go that route.
Right. And can I use cracked corn? Because I found this big 50-pound bag instead of the cornmeal. It gets kind of expensive with all my plants.
Yeah, you can. Cracked corn can be used as the natural disease fighter, that use that we talk about all the time, and as a very mild fertilizer as well. Don't think you would get any pre-emergent herbicide control out of it like you would with corn gluten meal, but for the other uses, it'd be fine.
Yeah, I just wanted to use it around my fruit trees.
The only thing it might do, Elliot, when it's in larger pieces like that, it might attract birds and animals more that would want to eat it.
Well, I'll cover it with the 3 inches of mulch.
Okay, all right.
And then getting lava sand is really hard here, so can I use lava chunks from landscaping and break them up?
Yes, you can. The lava gravel comes from the same people that could bring to your garden centers and feed stores the lava sand. So you can. That's going to be a lot of trouble. But, yeah, you could put it in the driveway and drive over it and break it up, put boards over it and drive over it and crush it up. It being in a smaller texture is better for the soil.
Okay.
But if you tell the people that are buying the lava gravel that they can also get lava sand from the same people, maybe they'll get it for you. Comes from exactly the same place.
And some of it I've seen is red and some is black.
Both of them are beneficial. I'll use the red more because it just tends to be available more. But, yeah, both of them are beneficial.
Okay.
All right.
And then
if you had something else, let me put you on hold a second. I've got to take a quick break here. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The number of U.S. troops killed during the long-running conflict in Afghanistan has reached 2,000 this weekend. The Pentagon has confirmed the death of an American service member from an insider attack in eastern Afghanistan today. President Obama and Republican Mitt Romney focusing intently on their midweek debate, preparing for what is seen as a high-stakes meeting. Neither man will be doing any stumping in the next couple of days. The earth under an area west of Dallas trembled for a 3.4 magnitude earthquake and an aftershock last night. The U.S. Geological Survey says the minor quake lasted several seconds. No damage or injuries are reported, however. And the regular NFL officials will be in place for today's slate of games after formally approving in a new 8-year deal with the league. 112-5 vote yesterday entered a labor spat that upset much of the nation. This is SRN News.
If you're a conservative over age 50, you should join what many are calling the most important conservative organization in America, AMAC, the conservative alternative to the AARP. ARP claims to speak for you. AMAC says, no, they don't. ARP says, you want Obamacare. AMAC says, no, we don't. ARP spent millions pushing Obamacare. As John McCain says,
take your AARP membership card, cut it in half, and send it back to AARP because they have betrayed you.
Yes, they did. But why? Did Obama know?
AARP would not be endorsing a bill if it was undermining Medicare.
Really? A U.S. House investigation found the AARP stands to gain $1.1 billion from the passage of Obamacare. Join AMAC today and tell Washington AARP does not speak for me. Go to AmericaIsRising.com or call 888-262-2006. AMAC. Better for you. Better for America.
With SR Sports, I'm Patrick Faust. Eddie Hamlin adds the pole for today's Sprint Cup race at Dover International Speedway. Hamlin, who turned a lap of over 159 miles per hour, is third in the point standings. Chase for the championship drivers Clint Bowyer and Martin Truex Jr. qualified second and third. Points leader Jimmy Johnson will start 11th. This is the third race in the chase. The U.S. leads Europe at the Ryder Cup after 2 days of play, 10-6. The following U.S. teams won Saturday: Dustin Johnson and Matt Kuchar, Bubba Watson and Webb Simpson, Phil Mickelson and Keegan Bradley, Jason Duffner and Zach Johnson, and Jim Furyk and Brant Snedeker. The losers were the teams of Tiger Woods and Steve Stricker, Duffner and Johnson, and Watson and Simpson. Kuchar says the Americans can't be complacent going into the single matches.
We have to know that that sort of deficit is overcomable, that you know, we have to go out and still play some really good golf.
The U.S. needs 14.5 points to regain the Ryder Cup. This is SRN Sports. Brandon Moss hit a game-ending three-run homer the 10th as Oakland beat Seattle 7-4. With Texas being rained out at home, the A's are now within 2.5 games of the West-leading Rangers. Texas and L.A. play a doubleheader today. Toronto edged New York 3-2, while Baltimore beat Boston 4-3. That moves the Orioles back into a first-place tie with the Yankees in the East. O's first baseman Mark Reynolds.
It's coming down to the end, and it's what we play for. We're here having fun, just going out, believing we can win every game. And, you know, it definitely shows. Got a bunch of no-name guys here just having a good time.
Detroit beat Minnesota 6-4, while Tampa Bay down to Chicago 10-4. The Tigers centrally now two games over the slumping White Sox. In the National League, it was Washington 6-4 over St. Louis in 10 innings. The Nats' magic number to clinch the East is 1. Meanwhile, the Cards' magic number for clinching the second NL wildcard spot remained at 3. The Dodgers 1.5 games behind St. Louis blank. Colorado 3-0. Other winners Saturday, Pittsburgh, Milwaukee, Atlanta, Philadelphia, Arizona, and San Diego. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
Hey, Howard, back with you. 866-444-3478. We were talking about lava sand and organic amendments in general with Elliot in Milwaukee. You still there, Elliot?
Yeah, I'm here.
I wanted to talk about the lava sand just a little more because it's kind of an interesting subject. It, like I was telling you, the lava sand comes from the same companies and distributors, basically, that sell the lava gravel that is sold as a decorative mulch, and also it's the same stuff that goes into a lot of barbecue grill rock, you know, and what they do is when they're doing the processing of that larger material, gravel, they're washing it, and the stuff that gets washed over and put in a big pile is the lava sand. In other words, it's a byproduct of the lava gravel. So if you talk to them and tell them that it's available, that's a way to get it. The unfortunate thing about that whole industry right now is that there are some technical aspects to lava sand, and right now, unless something has happened in the last few months and I haven't heard about it, the whole lava sand industry is controlled by one company in New Mexico, and they're primarily in the business, you know, of selling the lava gravel. And I've talked to them briefly, and they seem to have some interest at first in learning more about the properties of lava sand, and then they just kind of went away. I think they figured that they could sell it without learning any more about it, and so that's the route they decided to take. Here's the problem. Any lava sand that you buy, black, red, and whatever the properties, will be beneficial for the soil, with one exception. And that exception is if you live at the base of a volcano and already have volcanic soil. You're just wasting your money if that's the case. And the most productive soils around are in those kind of areas. The people like us here in Texas and probably where you are that have soils that are made up of other kinds of materials will benefit from the lava sand, especially if the paramagnetism is high. And that's the thing that a lot of people don't understand, and it's a technical deal. It's paramagnetism is measured CGS, centimeters per gram per second. And what that means is the movement of the material toward a magnet is what it means. And it has nothing at all to do with ferrous or material, iron or steel, you know, like a normal magnet works. It has to do with a completely different kind of energy. And there's a meter that Phil Callahan invented years and years ago called the Callahan meter that is available from any of the stores that sell various equipment like Pike Labs and people like that. And you put the material in this little simple machine, and it gives you a reading of what the paramagnetism is. And good lava sand or basalt or any kind of volcanic material, even soil, that regular soil that's been experienced to extreme fires and things, will have high paramagnetism. It's all related to heat that the material experienced at some point. And it can go away. I mean, the lava sand laying out on the surface in big piles, on the surface of the piles, will have less paramagnetism than the stuff down in the pile. And that's why when you buy lava sand from somebody that doesn't care or doesn't understand the difference, you can get a bag of material that might have a paramagnetism reading of around 50 to 150. And it'll still be beneficial, but it won't be as beneficial as if the paramagnetism were in the 800 to 1500 range. And so if you can get somebody that will get interested in that point, it's not real complicated at all. It's a pretty simple deal. This simple little machine, you put the material in one of the little plastic containers that we all used to use all the time that had film in it back when cameras used film, and you set it up so it's got a starting point, and then you put the material you want to test into the little plastic container and put it down in the machine, and it gives you a reading. It's as simple as that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I also bought some green sand, and it looks like another store here has some horse stall stuff. It's made out of zeolite.
Zeolite, yeah.
So thinking of getting that.
Oh, that's great. You're thinking great, and those are all things that we recommend. The zeolite will have very, very low paramagnetism. We looked at a lot of different samples of zeolite because it comes from a lot of different areas. It was originally volcanic dust in the air that fell into the soil and then ended up building these big deposits underwater, and then, you know, later on dug out of the ground and sold. And the zeolite has the property of holding on to nutrients and being a real great balancing mineral for the soil no matter where you are. It'll vary in chemistry quite a bit, but basically all zeolites work to some degree to do that. And then green sand is completely different than those other two. It's a marine deposit, comes from shallow water, and it's the result of waste and dead bodies of marine life. And so you get these real high levels of nutrients and organic matter that you wouldn't get from the other rock materials. Neither green sand or zeolite would ever have very high paramagnetism. I've never seen that be the case.
Would it be good to put all three in?
Yes, absolutely. I think I see the best results when I use those three and decomposed granite and any other sand or powder that I can get that's a different rock material than the base rock in the soil on the project where I'm working.
Well, I've seen granite chips around here, but what is decomposed granite?
Decomposed granite is a material that comes from the central part of Texas here, and it's probably available in other parts of the country too, but we have a great deposit of it down in south central Texas, and it is a granite that you dig out of the ground and you use it in that form. It's not crushed or processed in any way. It's just kind of a loose, gravelly material that ranges from fines up to pieces as big as your thumbnail, and it has some clay in it too. It's not just rock, so it has a little bit of cation exchange capacity, a little bit higher cation exchange capacity as a result, and it has some nutrients because of the clay in it. I use it, and a lot of people do, in potting soil mixtures as well as bed preparation. So yeah, it's a good material, but any kind of granite. And the key, Elliot, and I think you already figured this out, is to get it in as fine a texture as you can, because the finer the texture of the rock material, the larger the surface area of the material, and the faster the microbes can work on it and be beneficial.
Right. And one last question. Orange oil is pretty expensive, and I can't really buy it over the counter here, but I took some oranges I went to a store actually that makes fresh orange juice and got some orange peels. Can I lay those under the mulch?
You can, but a better way to do it is to freeze them first and then run them through a blender or a food processor, and it grinds frozen orange peels up into the prettiest, pretty fine textured mulch you've ever seen, and that's a better form for you to use it. Yeah, it wouldn't serve the same function as orange oil. Orange oil or D-limonene is concentrated to a point where 2 ounces of it in a gallon of water will actually ruin the cuticle, the exoskeleton of an insect, and function as a natural pesticide. One thing you might, if you need it for that use, you might look at the Natural Organic Warehouse. And we've made it available there. The shipping cost real low, and you might find it's more cost-effective there. So just take a look at that.
Okay.
All right.
And can I ask one more
question? One more, and I better move on.
Okay. I have an Asian pear, and I just checked it the other day, and I planted numbers of, shrubs before, but somehow I must have planted it too deep because of the little tiny hairs, and it was 6 inches too deep.
Mm-hmm.
So I raised it up, and it's a little wilty. Is there anything I can help it with its wilting?
Yeah, just drench it with some Garrett juice, and at this time of the year, you're already pretty cool, so it ought to be fine.
Yeah, and it did have fire blight, and it was probably because it was too deep then.
It could have been related, yeah. Spray the Garrett juice with a little hydrogen peroxide in it or the product called BioWash, and you'll clean up the fire blight real quickly.
Okay, good.
All right.
Well, thanks for your
help. Welcome aboard, and call us again, okay?
Okay.
Asian pears are a wonderful pear, by the way. If you haven't grown them, they're the most delicious. They're real soft, real thin skin, the most delicious, one of the most delicious fruits around. They're a little bit more sensitive to the disease issues, but if you use the organic program, you can have good success with them. On dirtdoctor.com, on the homepage under guides, you'll find the detailed organic fruit and pecan tree program, which can help you there. Let's see, there was something else I was going to say. Well, let's help Kathy. She's been waiting a long time in the colony in the Dallas area. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Howard. I have a question about, it was 4 weeks ago today that much of Denton County got sprayed with the mosquito stuff.
Yep.
And if people didn't do anything to remediate then, is it too late?
No, you can do it any time. These guys that recommend all that spraying say that it breaks down real quickly, but that's not necessarily true. If there's no biological activity, it doesn't go very fast. If you've been organic for a while, it will, but to speed up the process, you spray the whole place with something that contains, like we've written, recommended, a fine textured carbon of some kind, like the Garrett juice mixture in it, and with a little orange oil in it, and or D-limonene, and it really speeds up the process of that breakdown.
Well, the only thing I have to spray with is a dry spreader, and so I was wondering, would just spreading dry molasses and some kind of a humate product
That helps greatly with the soil. That won't help you with any contamination that might be on leaves and stems and, you know, things above ground. But one of the things that somebody sent me a tip about the other day, they said they had gone in one of the big box stores, and I went looking for it and didn't find it. So if that person's listening, they might call in with some more detail. They found a really high-quality 1 gallon or 2 gallon pump sprayer that they said worked really, really well compared to any others that they had ever tried before. So the technology may be getting better, and those inexpensive pump sprayers that are available out there, you know, might be something you want to buy.
Well, this is a third of an acre, or almost an acre, so it's
yeah,
not
you
really,
need a bigger sprayer for that.
Not really practical.
Yeah.
And it's also the time when you do fall fertilization, so I'm trying to get the most bang for my buck. To get rid of the chemicals.
Kathy, can you hang on so we can talk a little bit more? Okay.
Yes, I can.
I'll be back right after this. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Open line. Jump on 866-444-3478. DirtDoctor.com is the website.
Howard Garrett's new book, Organic Management for the Professional, is the first comprehensive guide to going green in large-scale landscaping, soil building, correct planting techniques, fertilizing, and pest control. You will learn how to apply these organic methods in large-scale landscaping, such as orchards, tree farms, and greenhouses, as well as recreational properties such as golf courses and parks. The Organic Management for the Professional is written for landscape architects and contractors, golf course managers, park administrators, turf managers, or other stewards of the land. Buy it today from your local bookstore, retailer, or the Natural Organic Warehouse.
Keeping our bones strong and healthy becomes more of a challenge as we age, especially for women. This is Dr. Natalie Engelbart, scientific advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Research has proven that adding a probiotic supplement to your diet will fortify and strengthen bones, making them less likely to break. A clinical study done exclusively on Dr. O'Hara's probiotics found that women and men who took Dr. O'Hara's probiotics for at least 8 weeks had significantly increased bone density. The calcium we consume through milk and supplements is not always absorbed or used to build bone. In fact, without a healthy probiotic population in the gut, calcium can pass right through undigested. The nice thing about probiotics is that they are part of the original plan. They are supposed to be in the intestinal tract. As a doctor, I worry about depending on drugs that harden bone by slowing the normal remodeling process. But I can't think of a good reason not to have better digestion at any age.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic approaches in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC wants to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us to enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center can use your support. Your contribution is tax deductible. Go to DirtDoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the bottom of the homepage to find out more about TORC and how you can help. Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
There's a small dog food company up near the Red River in Munster, Texas, and it's the one I recommend you try for your dogs. My dogs eat only Munster natural dog food. I'm sure that doesn't surprise you. Main thing to them is the taste, but Judy and I notice how it makes them look and feel. Other major points are the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of the highest quality ingredients around, including prebiotics and L-carnitine. Also, some very unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time. Some of the Munster dog foods contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, but all Munster natural foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the United States, not in China. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster Natural, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com and make your dogs and cats happier and healthier.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And that telephone number is 866-444-3478, 866-444-3478. Kathy and I were talking about detoxing after the ridiculous aerial spraying for mosquitoes. And what was your other point, Kathy?
Well, my question is, you know, I have two small pastures. One is an acre and one is a third of an acre. So both of them I roach to get all of the, as much as of the leaf as possible off, so that the horses wouldn't be eating it. Then on the small pasture, I spread zeolite, a pretty heavy layer of zeolite, and then dry molasses and humate, because I was under the understanding that the zeolite would scarf up the chemicals and the other products would increase the microbial activity, which would process the chemicals.
No, you're right. Yeah, that's exactly what happens. Yeah. The only thing is that the zeolite, like I mentioned a minute ago, the zeolite and all these dry products work very, very well for everything except what residue would be on the foliage.
Right.
And that's why the spraying is a benefit. If you don't do it, it's not the end of the world. What you're doing is going to do a lot of good, both short-term and long-term. If you do get a power sprayer and get into the spraying, and be even better. And you might this time, or if it happens again, and we're going to try like heck to keep it from happening again, you might hire somebody to come out on a one-time basis and spray. It wouldn't be very expensive to go that route.
Yeah, that's true. So is there benefit to putting the zeolite on now to remediate the chemicals, or is it past that?
No, I think that they, even though you've been organic, I think they hang around longer than has been talked about, by the people pushing the spray. And I think that the residual would be very short if the temperature and the wet and the moisture was just perfect and the biology in the soil was optimum. The breakdown would be very, very quick. But that's why we recommend spraying something that has carbon in it, something that has compost tea or liquid humate or the fine textured things like carbon. When you spray them, It locks up the chemical if it's not broken down that's still on the foliage as well as in the soil. That's why I recommend it so much.
Well, I'll tell you, a sprayer, a pull behind the tractor sprayer is next on my list of tools to get.
Yeah, that'd be a great idea.
Because of fall, there's so many opportunities to spend money to improve your soil that I just want to make sure I'm doing what's best for my soil. I mean, it's time to overseed. It's time to, you know, put out soil amendments. And I just, like I said, I want to make sure I'm doing what's best.
Well, what I'm putting out for my fertilizer once again, and I'm doing it kind of as an ongoing experiment, I'm using dry molasses as my fertilizer. And if I had acreage, that'd probably be the first thing that I would,
do. That's great. It's miraculous.
Yeah, it's great stuff. So, and there's going to be some point in using dry molasses where you buying some more and putting out more ain't going to give you any benefit.
I'm not at that point yet.
Yeah. You'll just have to make that call.
Okay. Thanks, Howard.
Thanks, Kathy. Appreciate the call.
Uh-huh.
And an open line at 866-444-3487. Let's go to Aledo, Texas, and talk to John. Hey, John.
Hey, I've got two questions. I have a Mexican plum that's about 12, 13 feet tall, and it has borers. And I sprayed it with orange oil and then put the tree goop on it.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think that helped. Any chance that tree's going to survive?
Well, when a plant has borers in the trunk, a woody plant, there is absolutely no question but that it's in stress for some reason. Have you determined what that is?
Well, it's it was a brand new tree that I had brought in and planted,
mm-hmm.
and I wasn't here when they planted it. They planted it too deep. I had them come back and they raised it. I'm totally organic out here. It's in a creek bed, low area, gets full sun. I just don't know. I'm not really sure it was that healthy when I got it.
Yeah, that was the case, I'm pretty sure. And the fact that you've raised it and exposed the flare, that was the first big step. Doing the rest of the sick tree treatment around the tree will be good, because as the roots start to grow, if you've really improved the soil, that's going to help. The other thing I'd do, John, is get some D-limonene or orange oil and use an eyedropper or a syringe and squirt it right in the holes in the trunk if they're bleeding and
yeah, they are.
Still, you know, active insects in there. What you do is you squirt the orange oil in, you seal it then with putty or with the tree trunk goop so the fumes go all through there. If they're just exit wounds and dry exit wounds, this won't do you any good. It'll just be cosmetic. But if they're still active in there, it'll kill them. And then your exposure of the root flare and improvement of the soil is a thing that'll take it back into good health, if anything will.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay, my second question, I guess I need to wait.
No, go ahead. We'll try to get it real quick. If not, I'll put you on hold.
Last spring, we planted our garden, and the tomatoes just withered and died. And everything that we planted, nothing produced, and it was just a total disaster. I had added some compost, and so I called the company, and they came out, and I also sent a soil sample to the plant lab. And what I got back was extremely high
let me talk to you off the air about it. I'll get all the details, and then I'll bring it back to everybody else, and then we'll go back to talking to the other people that are calling in here. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. If your radio station doesn't get the show on the air, listen on dirtdoctor.com.